come to the feast. When? Now. That's the hardest message that Jesus tried to get across to the people. He said to them, the kingdom of God is at hand. And they said, when's it going to be? He says, it's now. He says that to us. And we keep on thinking, it's going to be when I die. It's going to be at a later time. That's when I'll change. It doesn't work that way. He announced the great gift that you are invited to, like a wedding feast, to a great banquet. And every one of you is welcome. As the parable in our gospel tells us, there are some who choose not to come, and that's okay. Jesus says, the Father desires for everyone to be welcome, and he perseveres in asking. Our parables these last few weeks teach us that it doesn't matter at what time we accept the invitation is always open to us. So come to the feast. Here, we sang about it in the opening song. The feast is an important reality that acknowledges God is present now. Here at Corpus Christi, in this Mass, and afterwards in your life, he's always present, and he's always inviting us to participate in the feast. What is the feast? The feast is to live in peace and joy. But you know what we sometimes say? When you got the rest of the world at peace, then I'll start to be peaceful. And Jesus lets us know that's not the way it works. The only thing he cares about is our heart, your heart. And so he says, I will give you my peace now. I leave it to you. It's yours. And we think, does that mean I can't argue anymore? I can't have my way? I can't dictate what everybody else... Yes, that's what it means. It means you choose peace more than anything else. Well, we choose war more than anything else. We choose tension more than anything else. And that makes it very difficult. So you are invited to live every moment in the feast at the kingdom of God, in heaven, now. And of course, you know what's the first question people ask? What should I wear? What should I wear? Because that's so important. So Jesus answers that in the gospel. He says, put on love. That's what you should wear, love. It's symbolized in our parable as someone who's at the feast, who's been invited in, who's welcome, who doesn't have a wedding garment. Now, at the time of Jesus, they supplied the wedding garments for you when you got there. There wasn't any reason not to have a wedding garment except you chose not to. And so the symbolism is that this person has chosen, in the presence of God, the loving Father, God who is love, to not participate in love, to not let that be what they wear, who they become. Well, if you're going to spend eternity in the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of love, when do you suppose would be a good time to start to be loving? Of course, the answer is now. That's when we start to participate in heaven, if we choose to become loving now. But for most of us, there are still too many issues, too many arguments to win, too many things to have our way, too many difficulties to try to work out. And what Christ says is, leave those behind and come to the feast, come to the banquet. That's what we are invited to do today, not only in this Mass, but as we live the rest of the day. We're not invited to spend the rest of the day in conflict, arguing about who should win and if that football call was right, arguing about other things that go on in our home, being disagreeable. We've never really tried just being peaceful and letting people respond to our peacefulness with their peacefulness, because that's what happens. So you and I are faced with this truth today. God is present now and at every moment of your daily lives. He invites you in those moments to live in his kingdom, kingdom of peace and joy. You choose whether to do that or not, whether to put on love, whether to be in the kingdom. We get so worried and concerned about so many things that don't matter. In the end, if you accept Christ, there's nothing else you need. That sounds surprising. There's nothing else you need. Everything you can think of, somebody could say, do you really need that? Well, it's a wish or a want. It's not a need. We need that God will take care of us, and that's what he promises us. So for us, it's a choice to live every moment of our lives knowing we're in the presence of God. We don't have to call on God. He's here now. And he's saying, be a part of my feast, my joy. But it means you have to give up all this other stuff and just come and be in peace with me. That's a gift that's offered to us. There's nothing that keeps us from accepting that gift. Not all our urgency or all our responsibility or all of our misguided notions. We need nothing but to be with God in his loving presence.